We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Brachos. We're doing Hilchos Pesukei Zimmer now. Siv Siman Nun Aleph Siv Dal. It says the Mechaber Tzarich Lizar Mila Hafzik B'Dibur Mishayaschel Baruch Shamar Ad Shmona Esrei. One is not able to speak from the time they begin Baruch Shamar until the end of Shmona Esrei, because Baruch Shamar is opening bracha of Pesukei Zimmer, and then we end with Yishtabach, and you're not allowed to speak between Yishtabach and Shema either because of Berchos Kriya Shema. And then you can't speak during Shmona Esrei, so you're not allowed to speak during that period of time. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if it's a day when we recite Tachanun, can't be mafsik until after Tachanun either. The Ramah adds, "Afil l'tzorich mitzvah ein l'daber bein baruch sh'amar l'yishtabach." Even if it's l'tzorich mitzvah, one should not stop. The Mishnah Berurah points out, if it's l'tzorich hatfilah, then it would be permitted, such as if one needs to recite Berachos HaTorah, they forgot to recite Berachos HaTorah, or they didn't recite Kriya Shema yet, and they don't think that the Tzibur is going to make it in time for Sosman Kriya Shema, so they'd be able to stop during Pesukei Zimra for Berachos HaTorah or Kriya Shema. But other mitzvahs, to stop to perform a different mitzvah unrelated to Tzvila, would not be allowed to stop. The Mishnah Berurah interestingly points out that when there are times where you are allowed to be Mafsik Mipnei Ha'ones, then if you need to stop for whatever reason, you should say, Vayivarech Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen V'Amen until Vayivarech David before you stop. And then when you go back to Davin, you should say that again, because that acts as a form of bracha in place of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. It's an interesting ha'ara from the Mishnah Berurah. When we say that you're not allowed to be mafsik during Pesukei Zimra, that's even for Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, since it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Same as according to Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, answering Amen to the Yatzmach Purkaneh. However, you are allowed to stop for other Amens, because to any brachas that you hear, because that is mentioned in the Gemara, even if you're in the middle of a pasuk of Pesukei Zimra, as long as it as a point where the inyan that you were discussing is completed. So too, you are allowed to make a bracha, any bracha sodah, such as the bracha on lightning or thunder during Pesukei Zimra. You're allowed to make Asher Yatzar during Pesukei Zimra. You're allowed to answer Modim during Pesukei Zimra. You're allowed to recite Kriya Shema with the Tzibur during Pesukei Zimra, and for sure you're allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that when you say Kaddish, we mean the first two Amens and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. That you are allowed to answer because that's mentioned in the Gemara, but the rest of the Amens would not be. The Mishnah Berurah continues that L'chadchila one should not be called up to the Torah if they are in the middle of Pesukei Zimra, unless they are the only Kohen or Levi around. If they do get called up, or they are the Kohen or Levi, then they would be allowed to read along with the Shaliach Tzibur, the Pesukim, quietly. However, they would not be able to ask to recite a Mishnah Berach. If they're in the middle of, if they're able to finish up a paragraph during Pesukei Zimra, it's best for them to try and finish up before they go up to get the Aliyah. But if it's going to be a Tircha de Tzibur, if people are going to have to wait for you to get up there, so then you can stop even in the middle of wherever you are. Once again, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that L'tzarech HaTfila, you'll be able to stop if you have no other choice, even within the Mizmor, but it's best to wait till after the Mizmor, in between Mizmorim, to do so. In between the paragraphs, you'd be allowed to say hello to someone for kavod reasons, someone honorable, and you'd be allowed to answer shalom. If somebody says shalom to you, you'd be allowed to respond to anyone. During the paragraph itself, you could ask somebody out of fear, and you could respond to somebody honorable who says shalom to you. The Mishnah Berurah says from the Magen Avraham that nowadays, where we don't usually say shalom to people in shul, these rules of shalom, 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 etc., don't really apply anymore, because even if we say hello to someone, we're not invoking Hashem's name, so the halacha doesn't really apply to us. But the reason this halacha is important for us is because the Mishnah Berurah describes what Be'emtza HaPerek and Bein HaPrakim means. He says, in between Hodu and Amen V'Halel Hashem, in between Tznu Oz and Baruch Elohim, in between Kel Nekamot and Al Ge'im, in between Nafshinu Chiktal Hashem and Adi Chan Olach, in between Yihi Shem and Al Hashemayim Kvodo, in between each Halleluka, in between Baruch Hashem Liolam and Amen Amen.
What are you
In between Vayivarech David al Hashem Tifartecha, in between Atah Hashem Ulevadecha, until Mayim Azim, in between Vayosha Hashem, until Hashem Yiloch Alam Ve'ed, those are all in the middle of the perek, which you would not allow to be mafsik. So all the times that we've said you're allowed to be mafsik, to answer Amen or any of those, so it's better to be mafsik in between the prakim, instead of within the perek. So in between any of those stopping points is the best time to answer. If you could speed up to get to one of those to answer, that's the best. But if not, then certain situations you'd be allowed to answer Amen be'emtzah perek, and certain times you wouldn't be allowed to be mafsik be'emtzah perek. So to summarize, answering Hakel HaKadosh, Shemei Tefillah, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Amodim Derabanan can be responded even in the middle of a pasuk. It's best to finish up a pasuk, but even in the middle of pasuk, you can answer Amen to all other brachos. You can answer, but it should try to be only at a point where the inyan which you are discussing in Psukei Dezimra has completed. Asher Yatzer is allowed during Psukei Dezimra as well. Wow.